right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I got a little more wokeism, Connor, that I want to spew, that is probably going to make some conservatives angry. And, you know, or critical race theory that, you know, I want to talk about that they don't want to hear about. Native Americans urge boycott of disrespectful Pilgrim Museum. So there's this Pilgrim Museum that's in Plymouth, Massachusetts, right? So you heard the story about the Pilgrims, Connor, you know, who came here to this land and rugged individualism and founded this great country and, you know.
Yeah, the Puritans.
Yeah.
that I traveled here from. From England.
The who?
The Puritans.
So, Puritans. Okay,
in,
so they.
In
they,
the year.
So they came here and they discovered this land. They discovered a land as if there was nobody else here, right? So they discovered this land, and that's the mythology of what that is. And that's what they want taught in the books, right? They want to keep that. They want to keep that lie. They want to make sure that that lie that they taught me and my generation, they want to keep that going. They don't want the other side of the truth to come out. Not the Republicans. No, no, no. Because we don't want our children to feel bad. And we don't want them to know that we've been lying to them. So anybody who comes out in opposition to that is, they coined the phrase wokeism. Right? So anyway, Native Americans in Massachusetts are calling for a boycott, the Native Americans, of a popular living history museum featuring colonial reenactors portraying life in Plymouth, the famous English settlement founded by the Pilgrims who arrived on the Mayflower. Members of the state's Wampanoag community and their supporters say Plymouth Paxton Museums has not lived up to its promise of creating a bicultural museum that equally tells the story of European and indigenous peoples that live there. They say the historic Pactuck's home site, the portion of the mostly outdoors museum focused on traditional indigenous life, is inadequately small. It needed to, in need of repairs and staffed by workers who aren't from local tribes. We're saying don't patronize them, don't work over there, said Camille Madison, a member of the Aquana Wampanoag tribe on Martha's Vineyard, who was among those recently venting their frustrations on social media. We don't want to engage with them until they can find a way to respect indigenous knowledge and experience. So what I'm saying is, do the natives of that area not deserve for the truth to be told? So you can create this living museum, and that living museum, which is a lie, and so when the Native Americans and the tribes that were there before the Puritans arrived now want the truth to be told so their children would know the truth, why is it not okay for their children to not know the truth, but yet the ancestors of the Puritans, their children should not know the truth either? Because it's going to make them feel bad. What kind of argument is that, Connor? I mean, what is that, man? And yet, that is the argument that is being spewed and is being accepted by the people on the right because they holler louder than somebody else. Because they somehow feel and know they're not right. They're not arguing about what's right and wrong. They're arguing about or truth or falsehood. They're arguing about the truth that's going to hurt our children. So because we don't want our children hurt, we don't want the truth to be told. And somehow they get away with that. They get away with that, so they rally. And because there's X number of them who also don't want the truth to be told, they get away with talking about ridiculous statements like wokeism or critical race theory. Some of us know who you are. Some of us understand the reasoning behind your argument on critical race theory and wokeism. Well, when you're amongst one another, that flies. But when you move outside of the group that you are with, it doesn't fly. And it can be exposed very easily. So it's best to stay in the groups that you are in who think that that's okay. You know, not telling the truth, not wanting the truth to be told. Because after all, you don't want your children to feel bad. You know, the members of the Wampanoag tribe, they've got to deal with that reality with their children. They're Americans too. They're Americans too. You know, Americans aren't just constituted of Europeans. They're not. We are not. Look under the definition of an American, and you won't just see Europeans. You'll see the whole human family, including the Wampanoag tribe. They're Americans. As a matter of fact, if anybody was an American, it would be the Wampanoag tribe's people. But, oh, wait a minute. All the time they were here, there was no such thing as America or Americans. Was not. Listen, I've done enough. I've said enough. I've angered enough people. So that music tells me it's time to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.